in there in case you get some travelers. Yeah, it's good to know. Like I said, if you need internet somewhere and you want it on the cheap, that's not a bad option. If you're in range of the tower, yeah, that's the thing. I got a tower very close to me, so I get very good speeds. Some of the speeds are just unbelievably good. I'm like, holy cow, how are they doing this? So, yeah. I don't think it's a static IP so much as it's this carrier-grade NAT. Whatever, you know, because I didn't have a static IP with Comcast, but it changed so infrequently. And you literally did get assigned an IP4 address. And with carrier-grade NAT, it changes all the time. It can change 10 times during a day. And the IP addresses are kind of proxy. They're not really, you know, they're not really assigned to you for the period that you have them. I don't understand it, but it makes it, you know, whatever they're doing, Comcast was doing, which was not static, was rock solid, no problem. I could use the DBNS like you say, Greg, and get to and from everything, and my nodes were having no problem registering and all that. And that is a problem with the way All-Star registers, you know, because they base everything on IP4, but you know, just that carrier-grade NAT does something weird, you know, with that, you know, constantly assigning. Nobody really gets an IP address even temporarily or something. I forget how the hell it works. I'm talking out my arse now. W8FU, Dakota.